This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Moneywise, be wise.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
To any of you who follow basketball, today happens to be Kobe Bryant's birthday. But unfortunately, to those of you who do follow the Lal Street, the market's performance yesterday has been anything but a slam dunk. It's been a rather difficult week for the Lal Street, and yesterday specifically was particularly difficult. But fear not, the whole point of this particular podcast is how to navigate even through these difficult times. Because why? We give you a few names that you can bet on. It's Stock Picks of the Day with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
It is the 23rd of August, a Friday, and as is usual for a Friday, we spoke to Heijin Mendonca of IIFL, and this is a list of top two stocks he gave us, which could give 4-8% return in the next 3-4 weeks. Before anything, let's run through that list of stocks super quick. Ashok Leyland has a sell call, ended trade yesterday at 57.70 rupees. Target we're looking at for today, 53 rupees. Stop loss, 59 rupees. Downside of 8%. Next up, Bank of India, with a sell call as well, ended trade yesterday at 62.10 rupees. Target we're looking at, 59.40 rupees. Stop loss, 63.90 rupees, for a downside of 4%. Let's find out what Heijin had to say about the recent trends on the Lal Street. We do know that both local and global headwinds are testing the Lal Street's resilience. Nifty 50 has broken below the August lows of 10,780, which could further lead to fresh selling pressure, post which we expect the Nifty to head to even lower towards the 10,550 zone. We're seeing a resumption of the downtrend in various sectors. It's not one sector related. The Realty Index, PSU Bank, Private Bank and FMCG indices have all broken down, indicating global weakness. Bank Nifty too has broken below its August lows, which indicates that the index has the potential to move even lower towards the 26,500 levels, which is of course the March 2019 low. It would be advisable, this according to Heijin, to avoid bottom fishing at the current juncture. Nifty Bank closed 2.4% lower at 27,034 yesterday, weighed down by losses in Yes Bank, RBL Bank, Bank of Baroda, Punjab National Bank and State Bank of India. So both private and public sector banks taking a beating there yesterday. Now, what about those two stocks that I spoke to you about earlier? What are their recent biographies and why does Heijin have sell calls on both of them? We start things off with Ashok Leyland, which has a sell call. The stock has been trading in a narrow band for the past 2 weeks and has finally broken down from a consolidation base on the daily chart. We also saw negative crossovers on the RSI, which further accentuates the short-term bearish stance that IIFL have on this stock. Traders can therefore hold short positions in the stock of Ashok Leyland with the stop loss of 59 rupees on a closing basis. So it's Ashok Leyland with a sell call. Next up, Bank of India, also with a sell call. The stock has been trading in a narrow band for the past 2 weeks and has finally broken down from the consolidation base on the daily chart. It has also resumed its lower top, lower bottom structure. Traders can hold on to its short positions with the mentioned stop loss of 63.90 rupees on a closing basis. That is Bank of India, also with a sell call. Short and sweet, two stock picks. But now, a final reminder. Ashok Leyland, with a sell call, ended trade yesterday, 57.70 rupees. We're looking at a target of 53 rupees. Stop loss, 59 rupees. Downside of 8%. Bank of India. Sell call as well, ended trade yesterday at 62.10 rupees. Target, 59.40 rupees. Stop loss at 63.90 rupees, for a downside of 4%. And finally, a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, stock analysis, and trading recommendations. You can now subscribe to Money Control Pro for just 289 rupees for a year as part of our independence offer. Use the code FREEDOM, FREEDOM. The offer is valid until the 31st of August for Android and desktop users. You can log on to moneycontrol.com to subscribe. That's it. Here's hoping that some of those names prove useful to you. We'll, of course, see you later in the evening with a recap of the day's events. Here's hoping that there might be some improvement from this kind of battering we saw yesterday. But, of course, if you'd gone short on the kind of stocks that crashed yesterday, congratulations to you. In any case, we'll see you later in the evening. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me or any of my friends, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us. And do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock picks of the day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.